A humanitarian ship called Maudlin, hoping to deliver aid to the people of Gaza, took a detour yesterday to rescue a number of immigrants who were attempting to make the crossing from North Africa to Europe. The so-called Freedom Flotilla, which includes environmentalist and human rights campaigner Greta Thunberg, aims to end what it calls the siege of Gaza and open a humanitarian corridor for the delivery of aid to the Gaza Strip amid the ongoing Israeli bombardment and dire food shortages. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke with crew member Tiago Avila, who's aboard the ship, about the dramatic rescue encounter and his hopes for the journey ahead.
Boats full of people on the move from North Africa to Europe was collapsing, was sinking, and we got to the boat after 2 hours, and we managed to rescue 4 people on our boat, and these 4 people have been taken to the coast guard of Greece, and we are trying now to look for asylum for them in Europe. For us, it's important because life comes first, and someone was asking for support for their lives, and we, of course, we answered this call. And it was a big luck that we got there, because these 4 people would have been abandoned and they would not have survived in the Mediterranean waters.
Tell me about the aid you're bringing to Gaza and how you intend to deliver it to those people who are in such desperate need of it.
We are carrying on our boats food, medicine, crutches, prosthetic limbs for amputated children, and water filters. We don't know the exact amount. We are trying to do a complete inventory, but we know that by the size of our boats, this would be still a drop in the ocean. So we are not aiming just for our boat to take aid to Gaza, but we are hoping to open a people's humanitarian corridor where any boat from any country, any organization can finally reach Gaza without being stopped by the occupying force. And once we get there, our boat is small, so it's easy to dock. We have a dinghy boat, and yes, it can be used to take off the cargo of the boats and distribute in Gaza to the people who are now being starved to death.
What about Israel? They say they're going to stop your vessel, they're going to prevent you from delivering the aid to Gaza. Does that worry you? Does it frighten you?
Israel says they're going to block us again, or going to arrest us again, or they even consider allowing us to reach Gaza and detain us in Gaza, or even blocking the entrance of what they think is their territorial waters and leave us stranded at sea. And what we have to say to them is that they did that before in other flotillas. But right now we have a social majority that supports us. The peoples of the world, they are tired of seeing children being starved to death, hospitals being bombed, shelters, schools being destroyed. Now the whole world is taking action and is supporting a direct action that is non-violent, but is also very, very powerful. So we do not fear them. We do not fear their bombs, we do not fear their guns, we do not fear their prisons. We are moving to break the siege of Gaza. We know that if they stop us, they will be committing a great mistake, because if they stop us, attack us, incarcerate us, I can guarantee to Mr. Netanyahu that on the very next week, there will be 1,000 people ready to join the next flotilla. And if they arrest or attack or kill our next flotilla, the next one will be 10,000 people. And so on and so forth, because this wave of solidarity cannot be stopped through force, can only be stopped once the Palestinian people are free. And that's why we're doing this for them.
And you were listening there to Tiago Avila. He's aboard that humanitarian ship, Maudlin. And he was speaking to our reporter, Joe Caulfield. It's 22 minutes past 7.